We're joined now by Jennifer Horn, chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party, live from Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes. Donald Trump, no longer the presumptive nominee. He's now officially the nominee for president. Your reaction?
Well, as you saw last night, there is a lot of excitement in our party right now moving forward. We feel that we're very well positioned to make the argument, as Chris Christie said last night, to prosecute the case against Hillary Clinton. This whole convention has been about making very clear that the American people have two choices in this race. There are two directions we can go. It can be the same old failed policies of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, the same miserable past that we've had for the past 8 years, or it can be a new direction and a new opportunity for America to truly fulfill her potential.
What's your message to someone like former U.S. Senator Gordon Humphrey, a Republican delegate who says he's leaving the party and registering as an independent because he just can't bring himself to support Trump?
Sure. Listen, New Hampshire is known for our independent spirit, and we have a lot of very passionate folks in our party. New Hampshire has a deep tradition of being very politically engaged. Senator Humphrey is a good man, who stands on, strong principles in everything that he does. I respect the fact that our nominee has some work to do. He's going to have to get out there and win over voters across this country. But again, when we make the case that it's either Hillary Clinton, who is a proven liar and a failed leader, or a new director, and a new opportunity for our country, I don't think it's going to be a difficult argument to make.
Now, during the campaign, you were open about your concerns about some of Donald Trump's proposals and statements. You called this proposal to ban, Muslims, quote, un-American. You described his comments about women as disrespectful. You called this remark about John McCain not being a war hero disgraceful. I mean, given all that, you have any reservations at all?
Look, I've always, as I just said, New Hampshire is an independent state. We all, feel pretty comfortable speaking our mind and giving our opinions, and that's not going to change for me. I imagine for anybody else in the great state of New Hampshire. That's what we're all about. But again, going forward, this is the process. The people have spoken, votes have been cast, and the American people and the people in New Hampshire have a very clear choice to make in all of this. And you can keep asking me about it. I'm going to keep going back to the same answer. Hillary Clinton is a failed, corrupt, dishonest leader who cannot be trusted in the presidency.
But in the end, doesn't Donald Trump have to make a case for what he can do, not the case for the lesser of evil?
That's what I just said. These folks have to get out there and make their case. There are a lot of voters across this country now who are watching these conventions and ready to hear from the candidates. And again, I think that the comparison when Election Day comes around and it's a choice between a very negative, failed background and somebody who can go down there and shake up the status quo, I think it's something that people are going to find very appealing.
All right. Jennifer Horn, chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.